Welcome to Off Camera with Ella Chang,
Avery Cowan,
and Vivi Shea. This is our podcast where we talk about all things entertainment.
Today's episode is all about the very popular movie She's the Man with Amanda Bynes and Channing Tatum.
Okay, to give a quick summary of the plot.
Our favorite part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's the Man is a comedy of errors and a twist on Shakespeare's Twelfth Night. So there's Viola Hastings, played by Amanda Bynes. She's a high school soccer star whose team gets cut. Frustrated by the lack of opportunities for girls, she decides to impersonate her twin brother, Sebastian, at his new boarding school to play on the boys' team. But her plan gets tricky when she develops a crush on her hunky roommate, Duke Orsino, who enlists her to help impress the beautiful Olivia Lennox. However, Olivia starts falling for Sebastian, who is disguised, fake Sebastian, where Viola's disguised, not knowing he's actually Viola in disguise. During this, the real Sebastian is oblivious to what's happening, right now, because he's sneaking off to London to pursue his music career, leaving Viola to navigate the complexities of high school and social politics. She must keep up her ruse while dealing with her jealous teammates, a nosy ex-boyfriend, and the chaos she's caused in a love triangle. In the end, it all comes to a head at the big soccer match, where the truth is hilariously revealed. The film brilliantly explores the themes of gender roles and identity, all wrapped up in a slapstick humor and heartwarming moments. Okay, so for the cast, there's Viola, who's the main character, played by Amanda Bynes.
There's Sebastian, but does it go by Seb? I don't know. Seb. He has some nickname. He's Viola's brother, and he's played by James Kirk.
Then there's Duke, Viola's hot roommate, while she's disguised as... No, sorry. Scroll down.
Oh.
Disguised as Sebastian, played by Channing Tatum.
Then there's Olivia, the girl who falls for Sebastian, fake Sebastian, played by Laura Ramsey.
Okay. And then we have Monique, who's Sebastian's crazy girlfriend, and she causes a lot of drama and kind of messes everything up. Very messy. She's played by Alexandra Breckenridge.
Then there's Paul, the stylist who transforms Viola into Sebastian, played by Jonathan Sadowski.
Then there's Justin, Viola's ex, who was a significant factor into why Viola went undercover as her brother, kind of protesting that women should also have sports.
Yeah.
And lastly, last but not least.
Oh my gosh.
There are other characters, but they're not. Okay, so we're here with Caroline Kelly.
Hello.
Hello.
And we're going to be saying our favorite scenes.
Okay, so Avery, would you like to start?
Yeah, I'll go first. Hey, Vivi, please, no, thank you.
I'm Sawi. That was all Caroline, though. Not.
I'm saggy.
Okay,
on our volleyball team always says that.
She goes, I'm saggy.
I'm saggy.
Can you
poo? Absolutely not.
I'm saggy.
Name drop.
I'm saggy.
Stop.
I'm saggy.
Okay, Vivi, focus, babes.
Yeah, babe.
Oh, my gosh.
What are you doing?
I don't know. Okay. My favorite scene is when they're at the fair and Viola is doing the kissing booth and
I'm not gonna lie, guys, I haven't seen the entire movie. I've just watched it on TikTok.
That's okay. So that's basically the same thing.
I don't remember this part.
It's
I don't think
end.
I actually watched it, but I did.
No, I did.
Okay.
She switches between being Viola and being fake Sebastian, goes back and forth.
Because, all the guys from the school go to this fair that Viola's working at, and she's kissing booth. Yeah. And he goes up to kiss her, and then they're kissing or whatever. And then, the real Sebastian's there, isn't he? The ex boyfriend comes and beats him up. That was my favorite scene.
The ex boyfriend of Viola.
Yeah.
I watched the entire movie. I thought they were talking about ex boyfriend.
My favorite scene is when it's in the beginning, and when Viola figures out her soccer team just got cut, she's speaking to what's the boyfriend's name again?
Duke?
No,
Channing Tatum.
No.
Duke.
The other one.
Oh,
I think it's Duke.
Justin? Yeah, Justin.
No, Duke.
Justin, and she's he's well, that sucks. Your team got cut. I forget the lines. And then he's like,
no, then she's like, you just said yesterday that I'm better than half the guys on your team.
Yeah, when they were at the beach, he said that.
Yeah, and then he's like, end of discussion, and she's like, end of relationship.
Ooh! Yeah. Got him! This is my playpen.
Vivi?
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Okay, so my favorite scene is probably, like, at the end when...
Mine is okay. when she... Everybody, nobody okay. believes that she's actually a girl. So then she shows say. Her boobs you in just, the entire stadium.
Okay, can I please talk? Okay, so my favorite scene is when they... Stop it, Caroline. is when...
We just gulped so loud. Vivi, stop.
So basically it's when it's like the last soccer game and Sebastian is like playing and he like doesn't know, so then like they just switch and then everybody's like oh my gosh, no, and then it's like, and then Sebastian's playing and it's like, you're a girl, so then he pulls down his pants. Oh, and then
I don't remember that part either.
I don't remember that part either.
Okay, perfect. Well, it does happen. And then sorry, or maybe wait. Maybe this happened. So like basically
what?
People were like, you're a girl, or no, you're a boy, or wait. And then they're like, girls can't be this good. So then she lifted up her shirt and then
I just said that. Okay.
Can you please let me finish? And then later on, it's the same game and people are like, wait a second.
Drink, yes, on my podcast. Oh my god.
And people are like, you're a girl. So then he pulls down his pants. And so basically they both did that.
So their bathing suit areas.
Anyways.
Got a little,
spicy. Being guest on my podcast.
Honestly.
Let's spice things up a little.
One of my exes.
One. Okay. So, Vivi, do you want to introduce what we're doing?
Okay. So, basically, if you guys have been living under a rock.
Okay.
So, if you guys don't know, there's, like, this whole scandal going around about Dan Schneider and what he, because he's, like, a creep and, like, super weird. And there's a documentary that just came out. I think, yeah. It was like a couple months ago.
Yeah, a couple months.
It was like last month.
6 weeks ago.
What?
Yeah.
How's going to say so fast? Yeah.
And basically, it was called Quiet on Set. And basically, it was about like all the like Nickelodeon and like Disney shows. Not Disney. Disney's good.
It was just Nickelodion.
Oh. Yeah, basically, just Nickelodion.
Because it was Dan Schneider.
Yeah. And it was also Brian, this guy who for.
Brian Peck.
Yeah. And basically. Yeah.
Basically,
they're like both are like really weird and like pedophiles, and so it's just like basically Drake Bell came.
Guys, if you watch like Victorious,
I swear
and
to freaking goodness, yes. If you don't,
oh if you watch it today, there are so many like weird dirty jokes.
Yeah,
that, like
yeah. Kat had a chew on her toes.
Like,
so weird.
Ariana Grande, like in the like little
yeah, that's Ariana Grande.
At the end, she'd have to do weird things on her back.
Yeah. And Dan Schneider basically was like obsessed with feet.
And
like,
the only way they could get away with the old
Nickelodeon logo was a foot.
What's that? Let me show you.
Yeah.
No, but the only way they got away with all of this was because it was a kid's show.
It was a kid's show, so no one really thought anything of it. Most people.
Okay, literally was a foot.
That's so weird.
But remember, like Henry Danger. What's the captain's name?
I never watched Henry Danger.
Ray.
Right. He's the one who stood up.
Jerry Trainer
was the older brother on iCarly, like, by the way.
I love him.
Like, why are all your flies down? Like, keep them up. Yeah,
I thought that was a joke. Really? Because did you see how his
voice was, like, kind of joking, but, like, I think
Because he can't be serious, so they're going to fire him.
Yeah. And then there was this one where he was like, you can't be here. Like, you have to go out.
Yeah.
Yeah, to Dan Schneider. Or there's so many, like, there's so much footage of, on Victorious of, like, the boys like getting in the way of the camera for the girls because one of like Ariana Grande who played Kat and then like Gillies who played Jade and like they all had the dresses and skirts on and he was like coming over to them trying to record them and it was really weird.
Amanda Bynes, I think she's like kind of like
he was obsessed with Amanda Bynes.
Yeah,
like,
and like
no
let me just not
Didn't Dan get Amanda like pregnant?
Yes, at 13, and he
forced her to get rid of the baby.
Crazy. Oh.
And then she went
like. Want to keep it?
Well, like no.
But, no, like, but like
because of him, because like.
Imagine at
That's no. crazy.
And then because like her parents like totally like abandoned her, she like had to keep working for him.
Her parents didn't abandon her.
Yeah.
She abandoned her
I thought it was something with the parents. Like,
she had like a big fight with the parents, mm-hmm. and then like something happened, and she wanted to live with Dan instead. So,
oh, yeah. She wanted to.
She like wanted to like I don't know. She felt safe.
Mm.
Well, I don't know if that was. You know, I'm not.
I only watched the Drake Bell episode.
I haven't watched any of it. I've only heard stuff from TikTok.
Same. Yeah.
But the one about Drake Bell, how he like.
So basically, it was like this, like producer or something. I don't know what he was, but like And he was, it was while he was working on Drake and Josh and the Amanda Show, mostly on the Amanda Show. And he would, like, stay over at his, like, house. He'd be, like, force him to, like, come hang out with him. It was really weird.
Who is this?
Brian Peck and Drake Bell.
And, like, and then, like, because Drake Bell was, like, really creepy. Wait, it was Drake Bell who was really creepy towards.
No, Drake Bell is the kid.
Okay, yeah, so it was Brian Peck, who was, like, really, really creepy and, like, just being weird. Like, towards,
They did so much sexual
jokes. It was, like, really creepy. So then, like, and then Drake Bell had a girlfriend, and he was over at his girlfriend's house.
And it literally took the girlfriend's mom, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah, like, because Brian Peck kept on calling and calling and calling and was like, where are you? Like, we have plans to go to Disneyland. And he's like, oh, like, sorry, man, double booked. I'm going to stay with my girlfriend tonight. But then he, like, didn't take notes and answer, and I kept on calling and calling. And then the mom was like, any 40-year-old man's not going to, like, do that to a kid.
Yeah. That's so crazy. Pretty much.
And then Amanda, back to Amanda, she, like, went, like, crazy on social media and, like, made this fake Twitter account, like, saying, like,
Ashley
like,
Dan, Barnes.
Like, Dan did all that stuff to her. No one believed her. They thought she was the one who was crazy. And
that's now so she's, sad.
Like, no, obviously now, like.
Now I think it's, like, kind of ruined her because, like.
It definitely did.
You know, like, in jail.
Yeah,
that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, Brian Peck went to jail, and then they hired him again. Nickelodeon hired him again.
You know, like, the, saying that, like, hair holds memories? Like, I think Amanda, like, did that, because now her hair's, like, completely, like,
it's bleach blonde.
It's bleach blonde.
Oh, but also, like, you know, on the Henry Danger.
And she's now a nail tech. She's a nail tech. Mm-hmm.
Well, like.
She has an octobuddy.
Oh, it has an octobuddy.
I know, I'm flying.
No, but, like, now, like, I saw this thing where. The like the younger sister on Henry Danger, her name's like was
Ella.
She was hired because Piper's she looks like Amanda Bynes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she does.
Yeah.
She does a lot.
It's good that she had like Ray and them on the set while because like otherwise I think things would have been way different.
Yeah. Oh yeah, 100%. Like Amanda didn't have any like adult figures that were like on the show.
No, just so Dan. Like. And there's this really creepy video of them in the jacuzzi.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Can you like believe we don't have a jacuzzi?
I love that video.
I would love a jacuzzi.
Can you believe we don't have a jacuzzi?
Can you believe that? Can you believe we don't have a jacuzzi?
Anyway, what were you saying about the creepy video?
Oh, my God. Kanye's new wife is so weird.
Bianca.
Bianca!
Whose wife?
Bianca!
Oh, my God.
Bianca!
It's so obviously Kim's replacement. Like, they look so much alike.
I've seen her outfits.
You see, she was in Disneyland. She was in Disneyland without any shoes on?
She literally went out with just a pillow as her little clothes. Oh. Just a pillow, holding a pillow up.
Wait, what about the back?
Nothing.
Wait.
Nothing.
I need proof.
I will Maybe. Show you.
I will show you.
And aren't they banned from Venice, Italy for indecent exposure?
Oh, really?
On a boat.
What?
They did it on a boat in Venice, Italy, I think.
Oh my God.
Interesting.
Like out in the open.
Okay.
Okay, so she's like, I guess, really like, weird. Like, look at this outfit.
Express yourself.
Ah. Wait, honestly.
I want to see.
Wait, okay.
How did he even find her?
Crazy outfit. Let me find the pillow one.
Probably doing it for that.
Oh,
I guess she's wearing tights, but still.
Is that the one in Disneyland?
No, it's just where she has a pillow.
What's in the back?
She's wearing skin-colored tights, but.
Look up.
I hate when people wear skin-colored clothes.
I never tell. It freaks me out. Yeah.
That's what it looks like from the back.
She's
wearing tights.
We're gonna rate She's the Man out of 5. I think it's like. It's an OG.
It's a classic.
It's a classic. Like 3. I'm gonna give my usual rating 3.8 out of 5.
Alrighty, I give it I really like it. It's good. It's like I like the concept. I like the.
I really like that concept. It's a really good movie. Apparently, I really like this movie.
Anyways, I give it a 3.95.
Oh, hi.
Oh, whoa.
I love
someone
right.
likes it.
Right?
3.95.
It wasn't that high. It said 5.
You're
so
beautiful.
I said 3.8. Thank you. Okay, Caroline, say your rating.
Guys, I low-key like, haven't watched the movie all the way through. I've seen it on TikTok, but I would hope that it's like a 3.7.
I think it is. Yeah, it is.
I think it's a 3.5. It's a solid. It's a classic.
For sure. That is a low rating from Ella.
These are all between 0.1 of each other.
Yeah, that was a 3.5 low and 3.9. It's like, oh my god.
Chat, is this real? I love saying that.
What the flip? What the sigma?
Skibbity?
You're so skibbity. TikTok Riz Party.
Stop. It's not even funny how deep into TikTok.
We need to get TQD on our podcast.
Okay, let's stop. Outside.
I am so far into like TikTok Riz.
I just wanna be your sigma.
Oh my god, Caroline.
Are we going to edit this episode or just leave
Guys,
all this in?
I love Turkish Kwandel Dingle. Like, he's my idol.
No, Turkle Kwandel Dingle.
You know he's Italian?
Yeah, he's not even Turkish.
Yeah.
It's
like,
so funny.
That's wild.
Guys, I feel kind of bad for him. Dream.
Yeah.
Is it actually, baby?
Yeah.
I'm like, that's so weird.
No, like the bully at the school. Have you seen that video of
yes,
like.
I know.
Yes, and he's like. Yeah, and
shut
then
up.
And then he's just. Can like, you believe that kid's a senior?
Like, what?
I'm watching. He's
Turkish like, Kwandel Dingle.
Because they were talking in a podcast.
No, it was a 316 party.
No, like there was like another, like at school, TQD was sitting down and this like. Senior like started doing the dance in his face with the tongue out and
so embarrassing to do that as a senior.
Isn't that crazy as like a senior? Why would you do that?
Yeah, like why are you acting so
embarrassing?
Anyways, that was Ella Chang.
Anyways,
okay, that was Avery Cohen,
Ella Chang,
let Caroline Kelly and Vivi Shea. Now back to the music.
And Vivi Shea,
tune in next week at 8 p.m.
K-M-I-H-S.
Guys, be honest. Does Caroline ruin this podcast?
Yes. No! Yeah.
Now back to the music.